Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. Well, this hour, once again, is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the telephones and get on national radio to ask that question that's always been bugging you. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Write that number down. 612-564-8135. How many times have you been walking down the street and you look up in the sky, you see the moon, the stars, and you wonder, what does it all mean? What makes it all fit together? Well, you can ask that question on air. Call 612-564-8135. In fact, there was another young man during a plague in the year 1666. London was shut down. In fact, one quarter of the population of London died during that great epidemic of 1666. And a young 23-year-old boy was sent home because the university was locked down. Sound familiar? Well, he was walking down the street and he noticed an apple fall. And then he looked up and then he saw the moon. And then he asked himself the question for the ages. If an apple falls, does the moon also fall? In other words, is the moon is in free fall around the earth, obeying the same laws as a falling apple? And he realized the answer was yes. A falling apple obeys the same laws of physics as the falling moon. Well, he quickly wrote out the equations that govern the falling moon, but he had a problem. The mathematics of 1666 was so primitive that he could not calculate the motion of the moon. So what did he do? He invented his own mathematics. Well, that man was Isaac Newton. The mathematics that he created was calculus. The theory that he created was mechanics, the physics of moving bodies and gravity, and that helped to unleash the Industrial Revolution. And why am I saying this? Because some people ask me the question, of what use is the theory of everything? I've written a book called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And thanks to you, the listener, the book sailed on to the New York Times and Amazon bestseller lists. But people ask a simple question, of what use? Of what use is the theory of everything? So what if Einstein spent 30 years of his life chasing after a theory of everything? Of what use is it for numero uno? That is, for me, of what use is the theory of everything? Well, when Isaac Newton worked out gravity and the laws of mechanics, he set into motion the machine age, the Industrial Revolution. And all of a sudden we had locomotives, steam engines. We had gigantic powers that could create locomotives that could go across the United States in a matter of days. Something unimaginable in the time of Isaac Newton. And then when the next force, electricity, was worked out by Maxwell and Faraday, that unleashed the electric revolution. And then when Einstein wrote down E equals MC squared, that helped to unleash the nuclear force. In other words, every time a force has been unraveled, it changed human history. Not just numero uno, but the fate of human civilization itself. And now we're talking about the theory of everything, the theory of all fundamental forces. Of what use will that theory have for me? Well, the short answer is nothing. Because each solution of the theory of everything is an entire universe. The leading theory is called string theory. And in fact, I'm one of the founders of the subject. And string theory says that, well, everything is based on music. The music of vibrating strings, which makes subatomic particles. The laws of music are the laws of the universe itself. But of what use can a theory that cosmic, that powerful create? In the short term, nothing. Because the energy of the string is the Planck energy. That is the energy of the Big Bang, the energy of a black hole. We are talking about creation itself, Genesis, the energy of the Big Bang, the Planck energy. And that energy is so powerful that even space and time become unstable. You know, when I'm on TV or radio, the commentator asks me, well, yes, you've talked about string theory, but now let's talk about flying saucers and aliens and outer space. And I say to myself, uh-oh, here we go. Well, I'm a scientist, so I have to confront any and all questions that come my way. So let's talk about aliens. Let's talk about outer space and flying saucers. Most physicists, when asked about flying saucers, they experience the giggle factor. They start to giggle, their eyes roll up in the heavens, they shake their head, and they dodge the question. Well, I'm a physicist. We don't dodge any question at all. We look at the laws of physics. And the laws of physics say that to go between planets and stars and galaxies would take hundreds, thousands, millions of years, too long for any advanced civilization. But you see, there's a flaw. There's a flaw in that argument. That argument assumes that the aliens are just 100 years or so more advanced than us. Open your minds. Open your minds to the possibility that the aliens could be thousands, millions of years more advanced than us. At that point, new laws of physics open up. The physics of the Planck energy, 10 to the 19 billion electron volts, that is a quadrillion times more powerful than our most powerful machine, the Large Hadron Collider, based outside Geneva, Switzerland. We're talking about the energy at which space and time become unstable. That means that you could punch holes. Bubbles form in the fabric of space-time like boiling water. If you boil water hot enough, bubbles begin to form, and it turns into steam. The same thing with space itself. If you could heat space, empty space, up to the Planck energy, then it begins to boil. Bubbles begin to form in the fabric of space and time. Stephen Hawking called this the space-time foam, this bubbling when you attain the Planck energy. And what are these bubbles? Gateways. Gateways to parallel universes. And if you are that advanced that you can build a flying saucer capable of reaching the Earth from deep space, then you're probably powerful enough to boil space to create gateways, lifeboats, tunnels through space and time itself. We call them wormholes. That is, the ability to take a shortcut through space and time faster than the speed of light. Now, you may say to yourself, well, doesn't that violate Einstein's theory? No, because who came up with wormholes? Who invented this concept anyway? It was Einstein himself. In 1935, he took two black holes, stuck them back to back, so that if you fell into one black hole, you would be spewed out the other end of the black hole. Well, the point I'm raising is very simple. What is the relationship between flying saucers and UFOs and a theory of everything? And that is, the energy necessary to drive the engines of a flying saucer must be the energies of the Planck energy, the energy of the theory of everything. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and once again, you can get on Science Fantastic this hour by calling 612-564-8135. Stay tuned as we take your listener phone calls on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and ask that question. Now, you may say to yourself, my question is so stupid, people will laugh at me. Well, sometimes the stupidest questions are the most profound questions of all. In fact, a 26-year-old kid asked himself a simple question. Can you outrace a light beam? That sounds like a stupid question. But that 26-year-old young man was Albert Einstein. And when he finally figured out the answer to that question, he changed world history. He created relativity, which gives us E equals MC squared, the secret of the stars. That's why the stars shine. And so, sometimes the stupidest questions are the most profound questions of all. Well, let's now just jump right into the questions that you've asked by calling 612-564-8135. Let's take the first listener phone call.
Hi, this is Stephen from Springfield, Missouri. I listened to the program on your website. So you have a particle just within the event horizon of a black hole, and another black hole comes zipping by and grazes the first one. So the particle is bounded by both event horizons, like it's in the middle of a Venn diagram. Well, what happens? Can the particle stay where it is and escape the second black hole? Can it migrate to the second and escape the first? Is it the cosmic equivalent of sticking a broom handle between spokes of a bicycle wheel? Or is it moot because if the black holes are that close anyway, they're going to merge? Thanks.
Well, you ask a question that is a subject of active investigation, especially by computer programmers. Einstein's equations are well-defined, relatively well-understood, classically anyway, and we put them on a computer. So solutions of black holes merging with each other were once thought to be impossible using ordinary pencil and paper, but now, with computers, we have gorgeous, gorgeous animations of these things that you can simply Google on your laptop. So, for example, our galaxy has to confront this question. The Milky Way galaxy is on a collision course. A collision course with a bigger galaxy, the Andromeda. In fact, you can actually see the Andromeda galaxy tonight. Look in the direction of the constellation Andromeda, and you'll see a smudge. With binoculars, you can make out the faint outlines of a galaxy bigger than the Milky Way galaxy that is headed our way. Who knows, but we think that on the scale of about 5 billion years, we will collide with the Andromeda galaxy, and it's going to be a hostile takeover. Because the Andromeda galaxy is bigger than our galaxy, first, as they approach each other, computer simulations show that the arms of the Milky Way galaxy will be ripped off by this much larger galaxy coming our way. Then the two black holes begin a death dance as they rotate around each other. And with computers, we can actually solve Einstein's equations for this, which is amazing. Gorgeous animations of this effect. As the two black holes get closer and closer together, they emit gravity waves. Huge waves of distortion of gravity in space-time itself. Ripples as these two galaxies merge in this death dance. And then, to answer your question, what happens to them? They merge. They merge to create one gigantic black hole. And what's left? Well, the two spiral galaxies no longer exist. They form an elliptical galaxy. So we think that there's an evolution of galaxies. When spiral galaxies, which are young, collide with each other, the black holes in the center merge to create an elliptical galaxy, which is much bigger than the earlier galaxies. And again, this is just not idle speculation of science fiction writers. This is the hardcore evidence we get from computer programs, which are now advanced enough to solve Einstein's equations for colliding black holes, which is also the fate of the Milky Way galaxy. And in fact, if you look at Andromeda very carefully, at the very center of Andromeda, we expected to find one black hole. Actually, we found two, maybe more. So in other words, maybe Andromeda has already eaten lunch. Maybe that's why it's so big. We're not sure. But we see two blobs at the center of the Andromeda galaxy, at the very center of the galactic nuclei, indicating, who knows, maybe the Andromeda galaxy already had lunch and we are its next dinner. Because we're right in the shooting sights of the Andromeda galaxy. So this question, the playing out of the collision of galaxies, is going to be played out right in our own backyard when the Milky Way galaxy itself is destroyed by the Andromeda galaxy. Okay, let's move on now to take the next listener phone call.
Yes, my name is Maggie. Call letters are WTAW 94.5 FM in Bryan, Texas. And my question is, I heard a program by yourself a few weeks ago, pretty recently, about that you could not, I hope I got this right, that you could not prove a negative in science. In other words, I guess you can't prove that something doesn't exist. And I'm kind of embarrassed to ask the question because I've had a course or two in scientific methodology in college, but I thought that you could only prove that something did exist scientifically under certain conditions. But I didn't think that it was possible to prove that something couldn't exist because maybe you just didn't have the right conditions. Maybe it's out there, but you couldn't prove it. I remember you did say that more than once, that you can't prove a negative in science, or that you can't, I don't know, that you can't prove that something doesn't exist, okay? Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Well, I still stand by this statement, but let me clarify. First of all, we're talking about something called epistemology. That is the theory of knowledge, the theory of truth. And first of all, physicists approach the question of truth slightly differently from a philosopher. Philosophers like Plato would talk about absolute truth, truth that is true under any and all circumstances. Physicists talk about things that are testable, falsifiable, and reproducible. So when we say something is true, like if you step out the window of a skyscraper, you're going to fall down because of gravity, that is a statement that we can test, that it's reproducible. Anybody can jump off a building, and we know that gravity is going to take over, and you're going to fall. That's what a physicist means by truth. Then the question is, how do you prove that something doesn't exist? Well, to prove that something does exist is relatively easy. You have to produce a sample. But to disprove the existence of an object is actually beyond testability because, as you pointed out, there's always a chance that somewhere the object does exist, like unicorns, for example. If you say that unicorns don't exist, maybe there's a cave someplace that we haven't tested, that we haven't analyzed, where there is a unicorn. And the same thing with angels. Sometimes people ask me that question, what about angels and demons and so on and so forth? Well, maybe they exist someplace. You see, science is based on things that are testable, reproducible, but we've only tested things that are on the planet Earth. If there's an angel someplace outside the planet Earth, who knows whether it's there or not? Therefore, that is beyond the realm of science. So we like to think that science is all-embracing for the entire universe, but that's actually not, technically speaking, true. Science is based on what is testable on the Earth. Why? Because we live on the Earth. That's all we have. One time I was at a party where a woman said that she was the reincarnation of Cleopatra. Well, I asked her some rather simple historical questions about Cleopatra, and she got all the answers wrong. So I thought to myself, aha, she's a fake. But then she said something which caught me off guard. She said, well, the history books are wrong. And how come the history books are wrong? Because, she said, I know, because I am Cleopatra. Well, at that point, I stopped, because I realized I couldn't go anywhere. In other words, no matter what I said, she could always come back and say, well, that's the history books misinterpreting what really happened because she was there. In other words, you cannot prove a negative. Okay, well, let's take a short break. And after the break, we're going to continue the discussion of science on Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden issued optimism after the latest jobs numbers showed employers added 559,000 jobs last month. It was a big improvement over the April jobs numbers, though it did fall short of economists' predictions.
We have now created over 2 million jobs in total since I took office. More jobs than ever been created in the first 4 months of any presidency in modern history. Triple the rate of my predecessor, 8 times the rate of President Reagan.
The president said no other major economy in the world is growing as fast as the U.S. is right now. Another meeting is planned for Monday after President Biden and Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito spoke by phone. They're trying to reach a deal on infrastructure. The White House says Capito offered to increase the proposal by $50 billion, but the president said it didn't meet his objectives. This is USA Radio News. The European Union banned Belarusian airlines from airspace and airports in member countries in response to the Lukashenko regime forcing the diversion of a plane carrying an opposition journalist last month. EU ambassadors agreed to the ban, which prevents Belarusian airlines from landing in or taking off from EU airports. Earlier this week, the European Union Aviation Safety Agency also issued a directive calling on air carriers in member states to avoid Belarusian airspace and airports. On May 23rd, the government forced a Ryanair flight en route from Greece to Lithuania to land in Minsk, saying there was a bomb threat on board. Upon landing, authorities arrested exiled journalist Roman Protasevich. President Alexander Lukashenko has targeted opposition leaders and members of the media since his re-election last year. According to international watchdogs, the election was deemed neither free nor fair. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get on national radio by calling 612-564-8135. But let me say very briefly that in the last several weeks I've been on a national book tour, and whenever I'm on a national TV program like a CBS's Stephen Colbert Show or MSNBC or PBS or Fox or whatever, people ask me a simple question, and that is, do you have a word of advice for people who think they're hot on the trail of a theory of everything? And I say, yes, I have a word of advice. If you think you have the God equation, the title of my latest book, if you think you have the theory of everything, the first thing you should do is tell me first. And then we can publish together, and when we win the Nobel Prize, we'll split the money 50-50. Well, as a consequence of that statement, I've been deluged by emails by people saying, well, I got it. Let's split the Nobel Prize money just like you said. I got it. I have the equation of the universe. Well, I look at these proposals and I realize it's just words. Lots of words that sound nice but have no mathematical content. So what does it take? Really quick. What does it take for you to become the next Einstein? You have to have an equation which contains three features, just three features. One, it has to contain relativity. Two, it has to contain the standard model of subatomic particles. And three, it has to be mathematically consistent. That's it, folks. You get a theory which combines all three, and immediately you'll be heralded as the next Albert Einstein. Unfortunately, when you look at all the proposals I get, they're words. Lots of nice-sounding words like space and time and hyper and this and that. But you put it all together and, well, where's the relativity theory of Einstein? Where's the quark model that is the standard model of the subatomic particles? So anyway, what I'm telling you is this. Before you send off your proposal to me and wanting to split the Nobel Prize money, be sure that you have three features in your theory. It has to contain Einstein's theory of relativity. It has to contain the quantum theory, that is the standard model of particles. And third, it has to be mathematically consistent. If you can get all three, then yes, let's publish together. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
My name is Mike, and I'm calling from Daytona Beach, listening to 93.5 WNDB. My question is, if the speed of light is unattainable, what if two objects traveling in the opposite direction, just over half the speed of light, wouldn't they then be traveling faster than the speed of light in relation to each other? Thank you.
Well, that's the $64,000 question that everyone asks. Let's say you're on a rocket ship and you fire a missile in front of you. If your rocket ship travels near the speed of light and you shoot a missile, which then goes itself near the speed of light, then isn't the missile going twice the speed of light? Or, as you pointed out, if you're on a collision course with another rocket, both of you traveling near the speed of light, then don't you perceive the other rocket coming at you at twice the speed of light? I mean, 1 + 1 = 2, right? Well, no. You see, Einstein realized that space and time get distorted so that everything you measure with a clock is distorted. In other words, your clock slows down. Your meter sticks contract. And therefore, even though you think you're going twice the speed of light, you're not. Now, doesn't that sound bizarre? Well, get used to it. That's just the way the universe works. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and I'll say a few more things about relativity. You are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Get a copy of my latest book. It's called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, a quest that has haunted and entranced philosophers for the last 2,000 years.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And like I said before, years ago there was a 16-year-old boy who asked a key question that he could not answer. And that is, can you outrace a light beam? I mean, if you can travel near the speed of light and then get a boost, can't you exceed the speed of light? A 16-year-old boy asked himself that question. It took him 10 years until he was 26 years old to finally answer that question. And the answer is no. You cannot go faster than the speed of light. Even if you're traveling near the speed of light and you get a boost, that boost will not take you faster than the speed of light. Well, who was that 26-year-old kid? Albert Einstein. And that gave us the relativity theory, which in turn rewrote our understanding of space and time. That's why we have atomic bombs. That's why we have hydrogen bombs. That's why the sun shines. So how is it possible that if you're traveling toward a rocket at the speed of light, the rocket is traveling toward you near the speed of light, then you should see the rocket coming at you at twice the speed of light, because 1 + 1 = 2, right? Wrong. You see, how do you tell how fast an object is moving? By using a clock. But if the clock is distorted, if the clock slows down, then everything you measure with the clock has to be recalibrated. And that's how it's possible that the speed of light is the ultimate velocity in the universe. I got my PhD from the University of California at Berkeley, where, of course, they did the preliminary work on the atomic bomb. And the great scientist there was Ernest Lawrence. He invented the cyclotron, or the atom smasher, and he created this huge, gigantic magnet. It's about the size of an apartment room. And he wanted to accelerate particles near the speed of light. Well, Lawrence did not believe in Einstein. Lawrence thought that Einstein's theory was wacko, and so he built this gigantic machine on the premise that there is no ultimate velocity in the universe, that Einstein was wrong. Well, when they turned on this multi-million-dollar machine, what happened? Nothing. The machine did not work. Why? Because Ernest Lawrence, winner of the Nobel Prize, inventor of the cyclotron, that is the first atom smasher, did not believe in Einstein's theory. So what happened? The irony is that during World War II, the military needed a magnet to help build the atomic bomb, which is based on Einstein's theory. So they took Lawrence's gigantic magnet, dismantled it, and used it to help to create the atomic bomb, which is a consequence of Einstein's theory. And so, in other words, Einstein had his revenge. is revenge in the sense that the world's first cyclotron of that size did not work because it was not based on relativity theory. And why did they eventually use this gigantic magnet? To build the atomic bomb, which is based on relativity. So in other words, watch out. Watch out if you go up against Albert Einstein. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. My name is Barry, calling from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I'm not listening to a radio station. I hear your show on YouTube. My question is there any research or any developments for solutions for people that have learning disabilities, particularly difficulty with speed of processing, mental processing, cognitive processing, and issues with dealing with numbers and high-level mathematics? Just the precisely the stuff that you're good at is something that I've always wanted to be good at, but I can't because of this problem I have. And I was just wondering if there's any developments happening in terms of brain implants or pharmacological pills that people can take that would enhance brain function to a significant degree. Thank you so much for taking my call. I love your show. You're doing fantastic work bringing science down to the level of the masses. Thank you so much for everything.
Well, I recently wrote a book a few years ago called The Future of the Mind. It was also a New York Times bestseller. And I did research in all the most advanced laboratories concerning exactly that question. Well, I have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we'll try to answer the question, can you become super smart given all the vast technology we now have with computers? And for that matter, is it possible to have a super memory? Is it possible to become a super genius using the technologies of today? We'll try to answer that question after the break. And once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out what I'm up to.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, we had a call that came in concerning modern technology of the brain. Is it possible to have maybe a memory chip or a brain chip to enhance memory functions and the functions of the brain to become super smart, just like in all those scientific novels? Well, the short answer is no. However, there is research being done in different directions concerning that. First of all, the question of memory, super memory. It turns out that at Princeton University, they've done studies on mice using genetic enhancement to see whether it's possible to breed super mice. That is, mice that go through a maze faster than normal, mice that have memory that exceeds the memory of normal mice. And the answer is, well, they found it. They found a breed of super mice. However, there was a drawback. You see, these mice, even though they were enhanced in terms of memory, had a side effect. Their side effect was that they were extremely shy and timid. So in other words, perhaps they were too smart. They were so smart they remembered all the hurts. They remembered all the pitfalls of previous mistakes and therefore became inhibited and shy and didn't want to engage in the world, which they knew to be dangerous and hurtful. And so there's a side effect to that. So at the present time, we do not have a breed of super mice. And concerning mathematical ability, it was Einstein himself who answered that question when children asked him a question, do you have to be good at math? Well, yes, you have to be proficient at math, but do you have to be a mathematical genius? And Einstein said something rather interesting. He said to these children, no matter how great your struggles with mathematics, mine were greater. Believe it or not, Einstein was actually not that good at math. You can see that by going through his notebooks. What he was good at is pictures, concepts, principles. Einstein once said that some physicists are like carpenters. They take a piece of wood, they take the thinnest piece of wood, and they drill as many holes as they can through the thinnest piece of wood. In other words, they take shortcuts, they take easy problems. The hard problems, however, is what makes a great physicist or scientist. The hard problems are not easily represented by mathematics. They concern concepts, principles, not just ordinary mathematics. Also, there are things like so-called Asperger's savants or idiot savants or brain savants, people with incredible photographic memory. They can take a helicopter ride over the Thames River in London, or over New York City, over Manhattan, and in one helicopter ride, recreate the entire panorama of New York Harbor or the Thames River in London from memory. Some of these people can recite symphonic pieces just by hearing it once. However, just because they have fantastic memory doesn't mean they have logical powers of a genius as well. In fact, you probably saw the movie Rain Man with Tom Cruise. The movie Rain Man was actually based on a real person. He had Asperger's syndrome. He could memorize thousands of books. And if you were to quiz him about these books, he would actually quote the entire paragraph in question from memory out of thousands of books that he simply read casually. So he had perhaps the most prodigious photographic memory in history. And in fact, I actually interviewed one of these savants. This person has the world's record for memorizing pi, a number in pure mathematics, 3.1419 dot, dot, dot. He had the world's record memorizing pi to tens of thousands of digits. And I asked him, how did he do it? How do you memorize the digits of pi to 10,000 digits? It took him several hours to have people record his numbers, and they checked number for number the fact that he was right. And he told me that he associates every number with a color. And he simply memorizes all the colors. And then I asked him, well, how do you memorize 10,000 colors? And he said, I don't know. He just memorizes things by associating a color with each number. So the short answer is, we don't know. We don't know how these savants work. Their brain does work in a different way, but they are, quote, mentally retarded, unquote. That is, if you give them a standard IQ exam, they have IQs of, let's say, below 60. In other words, they cannot function in modern society. They cannot hold a job. Except if you ask them, you know, 10,000 years in the future, May 4th, is it a Tuesday or a Wednesday? They'll tell you what May 4th is, thousands of years in the future. So anyway, the short answer is, we don't know. However, in the future, it's possible that we'll have a memory chip. It's possible that we will be able to enhance brain function. And if you want to find out the latest evidence of this, go to my book, The Future of the Mind, where we have actually some of the research being done. For example, memories can now be recorded. Simple memories in mice. Now we're working on primates. Simple memories like sipping water or eating something. They can be digitized and put on the internet. In the future, Alzheimer's patients may have a memory chip whereby simple memories can be inserted back into their mind. And who knows, maybe one day you'll learn calculus by simply pushing a button. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, if you want to know more about science, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and you may want to check out my latest New York Times bestseller, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Is there a unifying theme, paradigm, principle that unites the entire universe? Yes, we think it's music. The music of subatomic particles played out in our great universe. So go to my website, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. Good day.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.